man. It's a season to flourish. It's our season to flourish. It's our season to flourish. It's our season that God will cause us to bet new things. God will bring into being a new betting. It's a flourishing season when God begins to cause us to flourish. And our theme is from the book of Psalm chapter 1, verse 3. That's the text for this month. It's a blessed, Psalm chapter 1, verse 3. It says, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, shall prosper." That's the theme for this month. So I want you to begin to prophesy this theme. Every morning you wake up, say, "I will be like a tree planted by the river of water. I will bring forth my season in my fruit in season. My leaf shall not wither. Whatever I touch shall prosper." Now, we need to begin to declare this thing every morning. For the next few days in this month, wake up in the morning, say, "Lord, I shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I will bring forth in this season. My leaves shall not wither, and whatever I touch prospers." Now, that's what you begin to declare. If you wake up in the morning, say, "Lord, I will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water." You begin to make that declaration. This morning I'll be talking about the portrait of a blessed man. The portrait of a blessed life. The portrait of a blessed life. This month I'll be looking closely on the book of Psalm chapter 1. The portrait of a blessed life. The snapshot of what a blessed life looks like. God is interested to give us a blessed life. You know, sometimes we think that God is not interested to give us a blessed life. God is so interested in you. I want to tell somebody, say, "God is so interested in you." Look for somebody else. Maybe the person's face is not smiling around. Say, "God is so interested in you." Hallelujah. God is interested in giving you a blessed life. God is interested in giving us a blessed life. Now, what is a snapshot of God's blessed man? What does God see in a blessed life? And that's one of the things we'll be looking at, Psalm chapter 1. It says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." He said, "The ungodly are not so, but are like chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Now, we'll be looking through this month on this scripture. But today, I'll be looking at the first session of this scripture. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." So from this scripture, we see that God is interested in a blessed life. There are three things here. One, the man that is a blessed man does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, of the wicked. Nor does he stand, nor does he sit. So there's a walking, there's a standing, and there's a sitting. Does he sit in the seat of scoffers? So throughout this session, we are going to be looking at that thing intricately. And we are looking at thinking, behaving, and belonging. I will explain and tie everything up closely. To be blessed, from that scripture, it means to come into a place of contentment. The word "blessed" in Hebrew, it says, "Esha," which is place of contentment. So when we talk of a blessed man, it's a person that has come into a place of contentment. Contentment all around. It's not by function of the amount of money in the bank. No, it's a place of contentment. That's a blessed man. A place of contentment. And it is associated with being right. So a blessed man is a man that is righteous, a man that is in right standing with God. So to come, the portrait of a blessed man is a portrait of a man that is in right standing with God. So that's why, surprisingly, God begins to communicate closely and says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is the man that does not walk, his patterns are not in the counsel of the ungodly. He is very careful as what he takes as counsel. He does not walk in the counsel. You know, he does not follow the patterns of the ideas of the ungodly. Now, that's one of the things we need to check as Christians. Are we walking in the counsel of the ungodly? To be a blessed person, it means, number one, God is so interested in holy living. So there are three stages of a blessed life throughout that scripture. We have holy and righteous living, intimacy with the word of God, and being planted. Now, most of the times we go to being planted, but God first of all needs to establish holy and righteous living. So to be a blessed person is a person that is living straight, is a person that is living righteous. So God first of all says, my idea of a blessed person, of a blessed life, of a life living in great contentment of the blessings of God, is that first of all, he must be living holy and righteous. He must be living holy and righteous. His first walkings must be according to the counsel of God. Now, there's the counsel of the ungodly. So if there's a counsel of the ungodly, there's a counsel of the godly. If there's a counsel of the ungodly, there's a counsel of the ungodly. I mean, of the godly. And the only way you can assess the counsel of the godly is through the instrumentality of the word of God. So we need to always check that we are walking. Our thinking is according to the counsel of God. We must begin to speak and do things according to the thinking of God. You know, when you get counsel, it is an advice, is a thought of an individual. When you say, what do you think about it? I'm thinking about certain things. And somebody gives you his counsel. He's giving you his thought. And God says, to live a blessed life, we must come into the thought pattern of God. Hallelujah. For us to assess the blessings of God, for us to live a blessed life, we must begin to assess the thought life, the thought pattern of God. So that's what God is establishing. Number two, he said, that standeth in the way of sinners. It does not stand in the way of sinners. Blessed is the man that does not stand in the way of sinners. It does not stand in the way of sinners. It does not stand in the way of sinners. So it does not take part in their actions. Does not take part in their moral path. It does not allow himself to be in any appearance of evil. So a man that is a blessed man, number one, he does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Number two, he does not stand in the way of sinners. He's very conscious not to be in the pathway that leads to sin. That's what it is. He's very deliberate not to be in the pathway that leads to sin. So I want us to understand that for us to achieve The third part, which we'll be planting, we need to establish that our walking is according to the counsel of God. Our standing, what we stand upon, is the dictates of God. We don't stand in the way of sinners. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but that way leads to destruction. The way of sinners leads to destruction. That's why it says to be a blessed man, you must stand in the way of the righteous. You must not stand in the way of sinners. There's a way of sinners. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You must be able to speak and stay in the direction of righteous men. Stay in the direction of righteous men. The direction of righteous men is a road less traveled. The direction of righteous living is a road not everybody likes to travel. But God says, to encounter the blessing that gives you contentment, to encounter the blessing that takes you to the next level, to encounter the kind of blessing that is so sufficient for you, you must begin to go on the pathway of the righteous. You must begin to follow the directions of righteous living. You must be able to follow the directions of a righteous lifestyle. And then finally it says, nor seated in the seat of discomfort. Nor seated in the seat of discomfort. Now, that's when you bring to sit down, it means you have come into fellowship. The word sitting means that we come into fellowship. For instance, we are all seated here because we have come into fellowship. Praise God. So, to sit in the seat of the scoffers, he said, he has no fellowship with them who scorn or cast upon religion. People that don't understand religious things. You know, sometimes you come into an atmosphere and you know these people, they castigate spiritual things because they don't understand spiritual things. And we are so comfortable to be around them. We are so comfortable to just, even the jokes that are set across, I know these jokes are against the dictates of the word of God. We are very comfortable with it. God says that to assess the blessings, we must be people that are conscious. We are careful about the atmosphere that honors God. We must be careful about the atmosphere that honors God. And I said something recently. I said we must take spiritual things important. You know, sometimes we gloss over spiritual things. He said the spiritual is spiritual. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. Let's go there quickly. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. He said, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Your natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit of God. This morning in the class, we're saying that Nicodemus comes to Jesus and say, what can I do to be saved? He said, he must be born again. He said, does it mean that I'll go out, I'll get into my mother's womb and be born again? He couldn't understand. That's natural man. He couldn't understand. He couldn't assess spiritual things. He didn't understand that he's talking about being born again. It's a spiritual rebirth. It's a spiritual rebirth. He didn't key into that. So the natural man received not the things of the Spirit of God. So it's very important that we become the spiritual man. Praise the Lord. It's very crucial that you become the spiritual man, because if you are always the natural man, you cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. You know, why is it that so many people in church can be in church for many years and not receive the Spirit of God? Receive things from the Spirit of God. Receive the downloads of the Spirit of God. Why? Because they keep operating in the natural man. But God saying, the things of the Spirit are released to spiritual people, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So God is saying that For us to be sitting in the seat of the scornful, we cannot be able to discern the things of the Spirit. And because of that, we cannot assess the blessings of God. So the portrait of a blessed man must be established on these three things. One, to walk according to the dictates of the Spirit of God. To stand in the way of godly things. And three, to sit in the seat of people that honor God. So you need to continuously cultivate that culture of staying in the things that honor God. Avoid the things that criticize the gospel. Avoid it. Avoid it tenaciously. Avoid it, because God is so interested in giving us a blessed life. But he must first and foremost establish that pattern with us. He must first and foremost establish us according to the pattern of this Psalm chapter 1. And next one we're going to look at from next week is, his delight is the law of the Lord. But first of all, God is so interested in the holy and right living to assess a blessed life. So that was the challenge of this morning. The challenge of this morning is that God wants us to begin to change the way we think, change the way we behave, and change the way we belong. That's why it says, first of all, to walk. Think, you're thinking. How am I walking according to the dictates of God? Three, two, how am I behaving? How is my behavior pattern to assess the blessings of God? And three, my belonging. The association you belong to. The things you get involved with. God is so conscious of it. That's why he started with, blessed is the man that does not do these things. He comes into the blessings of God. He comes into the first stage of God's blessing. The first stage of God's blessing is establishing holy living. It's establishing righteous living. It's establishing a living to get him into the pattern. Next week, I'll be looking at the delight in the law of the Lord. I'll be looking at the next stage as we go around. But as we go through the week and go through this scripture, begin to make declarations in the Spirit. Begin to make declarations. I walk in the counsel of the godly. I begin to walk in the counsel of the godly. Begin to tell yourself those things and begin to be conscious that the counsel, the advices, the different things we get to receive as counsel, that they are godly counsels. And then you can begin to fashion your life to walk into them. You can begin to say, Lord, am I standing in the way of a righteous living? Am I standing in the way of righteousness? Am I living my life righteously? And three, am I sitting in the fellowship of people that honor God? Is this environment an environment that honors you? Is it an environment that lifts you up? Because I want to live a blessed life. Let's be on our feet as we begin to pray.